Well, you've got to be ready for anything crazy to happen in this COVID world we're in. But one thing you can bank on, Melbourne Storm keep winning. Doesn't matter where they play. They just keep racking them up. 14 consecutive wins now for the Storm, and their general manager of football, Frank Panisi's on the line. Welcome to you, Frank.
Good afternoon, Dwayne. How are you?
Oh, well, I'm okay. But the Storm, as much as you'd love to be playing a string of home games right now, you at least keep getting the W's next to your name.
Yeah, like last time we spoke, about a week ago, we were really excited for our first home game at Amy Park in 10 weeks against the Newcastle Knights and play in front of our fans. And since then, you know, within a few hours, we had to relocate back to Queensland, and we played the game at the Gold Coast, and we've been relocated again up to the Sunshine Coast. So, yeah, it's been a whirlwind of a few days, but credit to the boys, they're tremendous resilience and their adaptability just to get on with life.
You've always got a smile in your voice when you talk to me, Frank. How are you going? How is everybody from the Melbourne Storm going, given that it's almost like Groundhog Day? You think you're going to get something go your way, and then it doesn't.
Yeah, there's no doubt we're disappointed, Dwayne. I know people get sick of that cliche, it is what it is, but you just have to have that mentality. But I can guarantee it. We were just so pumped up to play at Amy Park last week. It was just something we were looking forward to so long, and we've been speaking about it as a group for so long, and just to run out at Amy Park in front of our fans, and you know, just to lose that again, and not knowing when we're going to be playing at Amy Park next is really disappointing. But you know, one thing we've learnt over the journey, you can't dwell on things you can't control. You can only worry about things you can control, and that's been our major focus. And you know, the boys did it really well on Saturday night. They couldn't have been, couldn't have played any better. And I just think that's full credit to how they are as a group.
Is that the positivity? I know it's as tough as it is for all of those teams that are out of New South Wales right now. I suppose at least where we are here in Victoria, there is that possibility that you guys can get home and still play a quota of home games and home finals, which you look like deserving.
We hope so, Dwayne. That's something that's definitely burning in the back of our minds, and we've got in our, but we also know that anything's possible this year. We could be back in a week or two. We could be back in a month, and we're not even back at all. You just don't know. It's just so unpredictable. But I think that's definitely, looking forward to playing some games this year. I mean, just to have a few games early the year and then not being able to play again. But we've got some massive games coming up. We've got Penrith. We would love for that to be at Amy Park. And whilst it's looking challenging, we're still aiming to play Penrith at Amy Park on Saturday week, which is people are talking about the game of the year. So We cross our fingers. We hope things improve best they can in Melbourne, but we can't worry about too far what's ahead of us. Just got to worry about what's coming up next.
You'd rather that game at home, even if it had no crowd, than play it away with some crowd?
We definitely like it at Amy Park, and yep, ideally with our fans there. But I think to play back in Melbourne, it would be our number one priority. But yeah, if we couldn't get our fans again, that would be disappointing. But at least we'd be back in Melbourne, which is important.
Cowboys Friday night in the marquee game. You're going okay, aren't you?
Yeah, look, we are. We've got some Origin players that will probably rest from that game. They've had a big workload. Extraordinary what they did last week. They actually flew back on Thursday to Melbourne after playing Origin on the Wednesday night. And as soon as they landed, they got a text from me saying that we're off to Brisbane again that night. So they basically turned around and flew back to Brisbane. And some of them played Saturday night. We rested a few of them, and the ones who didn't play, they'll probably get arrested this Friday night. But we'll still have a good side, and it's a brand new stadium up there. We've never played at the brand new stadium, and the Cowboys having an indifferent year, but they've got some dangerous players in there. So, we just want to keep that momentum going as we're in the run into the finals.
And in terms of fitness of players, how are you going for the list of players you've got? Because you've still got a little bit of injury knocking you around, but you also have on the horizon the opportunity to maybe rest a player or two and still finish in that top spot.
Yeah, look, I'm training at the moment, Dwayne. I'm watching Harry Grant. He's the best I've seen him run for a while. He won't play this weekend, but hopefully the weekend after. So he's not far away. Ryan Papenhuyzen, I'm watching him. He's training with the team. So, look, he's an outside chance playing Friday night, but he'll get through this session. He'll get named, and if he gets through the week. So we'll welcome some players back, and Big Nelson comes back from suspension. So they're slowly coming back together, which means that we can rest players, which is really important to keep them fresh for the big games in September.
Bedlick, do you get back to your duties, Frank? I really appreciate you joining us, and we'll talk again very soon.
Thanks, Dwayne. Much appreciated.
Frank Panisi from the Melbourne Storm, top of the ladder right now, and up against the 13th place Cowboys. But that home game, they're hoping to keep it home, is against the second placed Panthers the week after. So let's hope they can get that game on their home deck at Amy Park. We're back after a break to wrap it all up. Been great to have your company today, but Bob and Andy getting pretty excited. They're just warming up in the back room, so stick around.